So think of yourself up there now in that inaugural entourage, having to deliver a national inaugural poem. Richard Blanco has that job today up there with all the choirs and the students. But you're up there in spirit. Our Prez poem hashtag verse for the second inaugural that you've been composing since last week has drawn contributors from around the nation, still being assembled, with a first line from poet Kwame Dawes. The voices have added line after line via Twitter. It's a poem that need not ever end. That's my favorite part. But let's listen now to a version of this crowdsourced takeaway poem in the voices of the people who delivered us the lines.
Say, nation, in the wake of quarrels, say, hope.
Be not divisive nor divided. Say, neighbor, say, what can I do? Doors open. Together
walk through. In the hurly-burly of the day's governing, remember the freedom of peace. At the dawn of uncertain tomorrow, say, change.
While darkness floods our spirit, say, light, and shatter all our scattering shadows.
Dream, neighbor.
In the face of fear, sing mercy. Hear unity from voices that speak. Say that freedom, both a blessing and right, remain the provenance of open minds. Acknowledge the dreams that birthed a great nation. Say freedom.
Speak it into action and watch our dreams reshape the future. And heart in hand, for the sake of the young, of the old, of all those who wade through injustice's tide,
say freedom.
Say and shout and sing. Progress is a storm and our voices the thunder. Say peace for the hearts of a nation's people in times of grief. Say one. Say all. To abandon hope is to further the fall. Say, take my hand to the downtrodden, the lost. Sing harmonies that blend in a spectrum of love. In the dark of failures, say try. Encourage, persist to light.
Say friend, my hand for your strength, your eyes for my light, as we forward together. Say hope is ours.
Wash away morose pessimism and the failings of the nascent. Remember our virtue. Remember our lofty intent.
In the wake of the struggle, speak, so that together we all may speak courage. Say hope.
Say hope.
Say hope.
Say hope.
Eyes turned not to the gauzy sky,
nor to the brassy gates of power, but to the frost-bitten grass beneath our feet.
To the frost-bitten grass beneath our feet.
I need to hear again those antiquated words in this new light.
In this new light.
In this new light.
In this new light.
Special thanks there. An excerpt from the Takeaways crowdsourced Twitter-created poem for the inauguration. Excerpt because you can still add a line, you can still be a part of it, but we want to thank those folks there for reading those lines. Listeners, Kathy D., Susanna King, Tim Brutus, Phoebe Saffold, Andrew Belly, Laura Durr, Corinne Stormwood, Brent Newsom, Darius Williams, Francesca Fernandez, Dale Dorlin, Joy Jacobson, and everyone else who submitted a line, tweeting at hashtag Prez Poem. That's Prez with a Z.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.